I was at my desk when the 911 call came in at 7:20 and was relayed to the squad room by dispatcher May Hess, our self-anointed queen of the bat phone. Hess told me,
"A woman of few words called and reported two people dead at the Ellsworth compound." "She sounded for real," Hess continued. "She said there were no intruders in the house and she was in no danger. Just two people are dead." Then she hung up. I called back twice but got an answering machine both times. I put out a call.
I listened to the 911 tape. The caller had a British accent and sounded scared. In fact, the fear in her voice and whatever she wasn't saying were more alarming than what she said. Brady listened to the tape, then tagged me and my partner to take a run out to Pacific Heights.
"Just do the prelim," he said. "I'll assign a primary when you bring back a report."
"Yes, sir. Forthwith, sir."
At 7:35 a.m., Conklin braked our car in front of the Ellsworth compound. Four cruisers had gotten there before us, and there was also a red double-decker bus parked parallel to the curb. A gang of maybe 20 tourists were taking pictures from behind barricades across the street. I got out of the car and approached Officer Joe Sorbera, who had been the first on the scene. He took out his notebook and said to me,
"I got here at 7:10. Spoke to Janet Worley, the caretaker, through the intercom. There's the box next to the gate. She said she was not in any danger and that the victims, two of them, were dead. Definitely dead," were her exact words.
The uniformed cop continued,
"Lieutenant Brady told me to cordon off a perimeter and to wait for you, Sergeant. He told me not to go into the house."
"Has the ME been called?"
"Yes, ma'am. And CSU is on the way. I took some photos of the crowd."
"Good job, Sorbera." I looked at the mob, saw it was thickening. Death plus celebrity was a heady news combination. I told Sorbera to set up a media liaison and a command post on Pierce. Then I went to where Conklin was examining the front gate to the compound. The wrought iron gate was set into a 10-foot-high ivy-clad brick wall that gave the house total privacy from the street. The metalwork looked old enough to be original, and the lock had recently been forced. I saw fresh cuts in old iron.
"It was pried open with a metal tool, not a bolt cutter," Conklin said.
Joe Sorbera said there were two victims, definitely dead. Who were they? Was Harry Chandler involved? I gloved up and pushed at the...